Hi, I'm Matt, I'm an addict. Yeah, it's nice to be here. I haven't been here since I got my first year clean when my sponsor brought me to this meeting. So I celebrated 9 years clean last week on Tuesday. Thank you. It hasn't been easy, but it's been amazing, and I've been able to live a lot of life that I wouldn't have been able to live if it wasn't for this program, if it wasn't for recovery, and if it wasn't for my friends in recovery. I got clean at 17. My using was sort of mainly between the ages of 13 and 17, and it progressively just got worse. I don't think I could have got clean if it wasn't for rehab, because I was quite young. And in order for my denial to sort of be whisked away, I definitely needed to sort of be in a kind of safe environment. Otherwise, yeah, I needed some conditioning, I think it is, and to be introduced to the 12 steps through rehab. I'm very grateful these days, and throughout my recovery, I've always, you know, maintained a level of dependence on meetings, generally speaking, and I've sort of felt the changes in myself, and I've seen them in my friends as well through sort of working the program and doing steps and working with a sponsor. I'm not going to talk too much about my using because, you know, we wouldn't be in here if our using wasn't bad and if it hadn't got to a point where, you know, people don't go to rehab or come to meetings for the hell of it. My first year was quite difficult. I found it, you know, a struggle. The sort of, you know, a lot of my friends were still using. I was quite young, and I just basically, what I sort of remember from back then helping me out a lot was just throwing myself into meetings. And I did 90 and 90. First time I went to rehab, I got out. I didn't do 90 and 90. Didn't go to meetings. Was clean, but doing it through gritted teeth. And eventually, I just flipped one day. I was doing it for everyone else. I wasn't really doing it for myself. I was doing it for my parents and everyone else. And I wasn't going to meetings, and I relapsed, and then went back to rehab a week later. And, you know, one sort of quite powerful memory I have amongst many, which kind of is installed in me and keeps me and helps me remember that I'm an addict and helps me remember the insanity behind my using and all of that, aside from all the self-harming and all that kind of stuff. But was on the last night before I went to rehab, I was using cocaine and weed, and I got very paranoid, and I carried on using it for another 5 hours and just being very, very paranoid. So for me, that's insanity, because I wasn't. A lot of people you hear in meetings talk about the fact that they got to the point where they wanted to stop, but they couldn't really stop. My using wasn't really kind of like that, because I never really thought of myself as an addict, because I was very much in denial, and in my mind I just enjoyed taking drugs. But that's an example for me of what I think about in terms of the insanity around using and not being able to stop when it's not enjoyable and it's not fun anymore. I used because I was, like you hear very often, I was quite uncomfortable, quite insecure, and I didn't feel comfortable in groups of people, and I wasn't very confident in myself as a person. And when I used, I felt like I felt normal. I didn't have those insecurities, and I felt comfortable. Therefore, I felt like I wanted to use in social environments and everything else. Today, I don't feel like that. Today, I can go to social events, and I get a little bit nervous sometimes, but I'm aware of the fact that, you know, that's me, and sometimes I can be like that, but it's cool. You know, I'm not gonna die. I'm gonna go, and then you end up going, and you talk to people, and you start getting more comfortable. And, you know, generally from back then to now, sometimes it's quite hard for me to tell, because obviously I was quite young then, and I think when you're young and growing up, that's a part of growing up to a certain degree. So I've kind of grown up in the program, but it's definitely, you know, through working those steps and becoming a lot more confident in myself as a person, I've got that from recovery and going to meetings. You know, for me, recovery helps me live life and be a productive member of society, and I'm reminded quite often that I am an addict still, and that has been a help for me to keep coming to meetings and keep working the program. I'm not a saint, and I make mistakes, and I struggle with relationships, and, you know, I know, like, this is just an example. I watched a documentary, this is maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, about ayahuasca and the Amazon, And I started to think, I want to go and do this and have this like spiritual experience and rather, you know, anyway. And luckily I called my sponsor because I'm not an idiot and I'm connected and I talk to people and I spoke to him about it and he was just like, Matt, you're an addict, you know, and he just told me like it was, you know, I can't go and just take that drug, which is fine. But that's like an example of the insanity, you know, the insanity of how my head is. And that's just another reminder of why I'm an addict, why I come to meetings. And then, you know, I see people around me that don't have the program, that are inactive and that are really struggling. And it's difficult, you know, and I can forget because I've got that sort of clarity. And I don't know, like calling it dependence, but that, you know, I know that these meetings, the program and all of that keep me sane and keep me well. Aside from the fact that when I don't go for a little while, I start to feel insane and become snappy and my defects of character pop up and I start doing things I regret. I was in a meeting, I've been away for a couple of months, and that's another thing, you know, I've done quite a bit of travelling and I've been to meetings all over the world, and that's an awesome thing about this programme, the fact that it is all over the world. I went to a meeting in Malaysia once, which was awesome. It was in one of these sort of shipping containers in the middle of like a random area. And I really needed a meeting, and I was on holiday with a bunch of friends from university, and I got in a cab, and then there was loads of traffic, and then I got on the train, and then I called the like line that was on the website, and managed to get there and sort myself out and carried on. And it's just really nice, and I've just been away in South Africa, and I've been doing the meetings out there, and I don't know why I was going to talk about something that I heard in a meeting or something, I don't know, anyway. But yeah, it's just nice to be able to connect all over the world, and to connect with addicts, and I, you know, it's just... I can't really explain it, but I find that I can kind of connect with an addict on a deeper level than I can connect with someone else because they understand me. And just tying in with just being away, it was very intense. I was away for 3 months and I was living with my girlfriend and she didn't have a car and it was just, we were like together all the time. And that was an example for me. You know, I went to a meeting, I'd come back, and I wouldn't be snappy. I was aware of my defects of character. I started writing in a book, something that I used to do, which was answering three questions. I used to answer three questions every day, kind of like a step 10. This is very useful and has helped me, so I would suggest if anyone is open to it, maybe trying it. Which is like, I ask myself, have I been fun to be with today? I ask myself, do I have any resentments? And if so, what's my part in them? And then I ask myself, do I need to apologize to everyone? And that is kind of like a maintenance thing, because it's not like you get clean and then it's all hunky-dory, you know? And that kind of helps me live the kind of life that I want to live. And recovery and step work and talking to my sponsor has given me an understanding of the kind of person that I want to be today. And I want to treat people with respect, love, and compassion. And all of this stuff is completely the opposite from what I was doing when I was using. I was, you know, very self-centered, only cared about myself, just wanted to get my next fix or whatever it was. Or, you know, it wasn't just about using drugs. It was the manipulation for anything that I wanted, you know. And, you know, so that's a change as well. But, like I keep saying, as soon as I don't go to meetings, that self-centered sort of need for other things and the manipulation comes in. And yeah, I don't know, I struggle a lot in relationships. My sponsor's been telling me to go to another fellowship for like 2 years now. And I've been, and then kind of gone to a meeting, and then I've done it. So I don't need to go anymore, but I definitely need to go, and I definitely need to sort of look at some of that stuff, because it would make my life a lot easier. And that's another thing that's been an experience for me through recovery. I find it very difficult to do, or I have done, to do the work until I'm, you know, I really feel the pain from it. And it was more so in the early days in terms of, like, I didn't start my step work for 6 months, and then I started it when I started craving and just not feeling great myself. 15 minutes is short, hey. So, yeah, I mean, other things I've struggled with is, like, sleep, the anxiety, all of this stuff, fear, anxiety, sleep, is all, like, for me, a manifestation of my addiction. And the way that I counter that is again, talking to my sponsor, being honest about stuff all the time and looking at it. And it's something that is I constantly am going to have to work on for the rest of my life. And that's another big thing about my recovery is acceptance. You know, accepting that I'm an addict, accepting I have to do all this, and then doing it at the same time, remaining grateful and remembering that if I didn't have this program or any of this, I would be totally screwed. And the whole expression about a glass being half full rather than half empty, it's very easy. natural state I find is to look at things from the perspective of the glass is half empty. And so stuff like writing gratitude lists and all of that is stuff that I've been taught. It's stuff that I don't do enough, but it's stuff that I know helps and I have done and has helped me in the past. Yeah, I don't know. I'm hopefully it will stay this way for a long time, you know, because I've heard, I know people that have dropped out of meetings and you know, my sister is one of them. She had a good chunk of clean time and then stopped going to meetings. And now, I don't know, I don't really have a great relationship with her, but it's difficult. And I'm grateful that I've managed to stay in this program, and I'm really grateful for everyone that's helped me along the way. I have a sponsee, but he lives in Qatar. And so it's quite difficult because we were Skyping and stuff, but yeah, that's also helpful. I mean, giving back to the program and doing service and stuff, so that also keeps me plugged in, keeps me, you know, going to meetings as well. So yeah, I don't know. I could go on, but I'll leave it there. It's really nice to come here and to share, and I hope I got everything in that I wanted to get in. I probably didn't, but thank you.